Underpinning much of this is technology, and of late, exponentially growing technologies. My good friend Ray Kurzweil showed that any tool that becomes an information technology jumps on this curve, on Moore's law, and experiences price performance doubling every 12 to 24 months. That's why the cell phone in your pocket is literally a million times cheaper and 1,000 times faster than the supercomputer of the 70s. Now look at this curve. This is Moore's law over the last 100 years. I want you to notice two things from this curve. Number one, how smooth it is. Through good time and bad time, war time and peace time, recession, depression, and boom time. This is the result of faster computers being used to build faster computers. It doesn't slow for any of our grand challenges. And also, even though it's plotted on a log curve on the left, it's curving upwards. The rate at which the technology is getting faster is itself getting faster. And on this curve, riding on Moore's law, are a set of extraordinarily powerful technologies available to all of us. Cloud computing, what my friends at Autodesk call infinite computing, sensors and networks, robotics, 3D printing, which is the ability to democratize and distribute personalized production around the planet, synthetic biology, fuels, vaccines, and foods, digital medicine, nanomaterials, and AI. I mean, how many of you saw the winning of Jeopardy by IBM's Watson? I mean, that was epic. In fact, I scoured the headlines looking for the best headline in the newspaper I could, and I love this. Watson vanquishes human opponents. Jeopardy is not an easy game. It's about the nuance of human language. And imagine, if you would, AIs like this on the cloud available to every person with a cell phone.